This address, with its included scripture reading, was part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on March the 10th, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
So during Lent, we've been on a journey with Jesus on the way of the cross, and we continue that journey today. And we're going to spend a little bit of time in those places that when the going gets tough, you know, when sleep doesn't come on one of those really hot nights perhaps, or that we know those dark times, we still do a journey as people with Jesus on the way of the cross. During my time of leave, our time of leave, Sue and I, we had the joy of attending, and I was able to officiate at, for people of St Paul's, you know, Georgia and Sean. They got married last November at the Vectus congregation, which is just outside of Horsham. There were some young adults from our congregation who really danced very well that night too, I have to say. Good reason to celebrate. Before the wedding, though, and before the rehearsal, Sue and I had a little bit of time to go and do a little bit of exploring in the Grampians, and we did a couple of walks there. It was just joy, I have to say. One of the walks that we did had a really, really steep incline, and it was a really easy walk to a most beautiful waterfall. I don't know, some of you will know, I can't remember the name of the walk. It was just gorgeous. But as the day heated up, we had to come back up the Jolly Hill again, and that was a little bit harder. And sometimes the journey can have these elements, the journey of our lives with Jesus. Some days are just fantastic, are they not? And rejoice in them with thanks, I think. But sometimes we face long stretches of life, life with Jesus, which can seem even hurtful and hard and lonely on the way. Do you know those times in your life? Jesus says to you and to me in Matthew chapter 11, and this is the sermon text for today, and I read from the Message version. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Let's pray. Lord, when the going gets hard, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Walk with us and help us on the way. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen. So there are times, I think, life and life with Jesus on the road can seem hard, painful, maybe even hurtful, and even too much sometimes. Last Sunday, I pondered the saying, the longest journey in life is the one I make from my heart to my head. And we pondered those times on the road of faith when we question whether we are good enough, or perhaps someone else questions that of us, whether we are worthy enough, whether someone might love even me. Perhaps there are times on the road where we know the hurt and pain of being treated unjustly. It's not fair. Perhaps there are times when it just seems all too much. There's too much stuff, too much to fit it all in. With all good intentions, we go about life trying to love others just like Jesus does and calls us to, and trying to serve others like Jesus does and calls us to. But it's too much, Jesus. We're burning out. There's sickness that comes. We're anxious about the future, and not only ours, but the people that we love as well. And sometimes it just gets really, really hard when something or someone we love dearly is taken from us. Before I commence my leave, another member here at St. Paul's, I might call him a fellow disciple walking the road with Jesus, gave me a book to read. And this book started out with the story of the author at a very early age. And the author experienced the traumatic death of a loved one at that early age. And it led me to think about and reflect on the death of my own father when I was a young boy. Now, I'm going to tell you something of that story, and not just to say, you know, here's a really big story or something, but the longer I've gone on in life, the more I think that it's probably likely that the person maybe sitting next to you, or perhaps in front of you or behind you, is going to face some difficult times in their life on the journey with Jesus, on the way of the cross, if you will. And as I tell this story, some vulnerable things from my life story, if it raises things for you in your journey and you'd like to maybe share that with someone or seek some pastoral support, I and Sue are available to you this day or any time. I encourage you to share those things where it's helpful. I'm one of those people either sitting next to you or behind or in front of you who experiences difficulties in life. And so as I share the story of my father's death, it's one that I feel sometimes a little vulnerable about. And the book that I read raised this in my mind and in my heart for a little time. It took me back to the time when I was 6 years old, and I have some fleeting memories of that time, but they are very, very vivid memories. So I can't show you the slides, but they go through my mind like some sort of mind slides of the time. There's this bit and there's that bit, and it all somehow fits together. My dad died on a Saturday afternoon 55 years ago. He died unexpectedly of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Was it accidental? To this day, I don't know. And I don't feel that I need to know exactly what happened that day. I know that he was a man of faith, and I look forward to getting to know him in eternity in God's promises. I have only fleeting memories of him. But on my leave, I reflected a little bit more as I used to walk the streets early morning sometimes. What had been going on for him at that time? Was he okay? And it's a good question to keep asking of people in your life and mine too. Are you okay? I remember and think of my mum telling me of the news. What did she go through as she shared that news with me and my older brothers and sisters? I think of my mum's love for her kids, the pain that she must have struggled with, the financial difficulties she faced. She was, at you know, back in country South Australia in the 60s, one of the regular stay-at-home mums. She never got a license to drive a car. Today I can't imagine how difficult that must have been for her. But I know love from her, and I knew her faith witness. We walked to church pretty much every Sunday. I remember, I thought, yeah, we never missed. I'm sure we did. Jesus says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Is it too much? Even burnt out on religion, he says. And the context of these words in Matthew 11 are where the disciples of Jesus are facing much opposition. There are whole cities who don't believe. And at the start of Matthew 11, we hear of the faithful forerunner to Jesus, John the Baptist. In just a few moments or chapters' time, John will be senselessly murdered by the despot ruler Herod. So Jesus too will come to know grief and hurt and pain on the journey to the cross. He too knows the journey of tiredness that we might face. the exhaustion that comes, the deep struggle, and even, yes, that those times of deep grief which seems to rip our hearts out from our existence. He knows your journey and mine. Come to me, Jesus says, when we struggle and when we stumble. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. And here's the thing, at least for me, this real rest which Jesus invites us into on the journey is to keep going, to walk with him. Jesus says, learn to walk with me spiritually in life. Watch how I do it, and you'll learn the unforced rhythms of grace. To find true rest for our souls in the hard parts of the journey is to keep going, to journey on with Jesus. Spiritually, to walk with him even through the valley of the shadow. Many of the major versions of the scriptures give us the translation where Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, take my yoke upon you. And when we began this sermon series, pretty much on the day of Transfiguration, you remember when those disciples journeyed with Jesus up the hill? I mentioned that in Jesus' day, to be a disciple of the master teacher meant yoking oneself, walking with, learning to walk the way of the master. And that's what Jesus is inviting us into again this day. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace, he says to you, my beloved. I won't lay anything too heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. It sounds like a big promise when we're in the depths of. Walking with me spiritually is to receive rest for your very souls. There's a lovely book called The 3 Mile an Hour God. I don't know, does anyone know it? 3 Mile an Hour God by a Japanese, Greg Peach, thank you. And Greg will be able to share more of this with you if you'd like to learn more, by a Japanese theologian, Kazuke Koyama. He makes the point beautifully, I think, that the speed of love is 3 miles an hour, or for people more new, 5 kilometres an hour or thereabouts, I think. Because God in Jesus in love walks the speed that you and I walk, which is around about 3 miles an hour. Jesus walks with you. This is the journey on the way of the cross. The way of Jesus is the way of unforced rhythms of grace, of pure gift, of sure promise, of eternal life. The key to spiritually walking with Jesus and learn to walk in his unforced rhythms of grace is to be lifelong learners of his walk, learning how to walk his way, which, as we will find, is a way of selfless love, the way of the cross. And in learning this way, we will come to know the heart of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To walk in life with Jesus is to grow in living our own life, saved by grace, as Paul wants to point out so vividly for us in Ephesians chapter 2. To know Jesus and grow in walking his way is to grow in the joy of the promises of Scripture, through hearing the story, to him at the font with his promise, and this morning as he invites us to share a very special meal. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, he says, I am with you always. And as we heard again so beautifully in John 3:16, for God so loved and so loves you and the whole world that he gave this one and only beloved Son to die so that you may be saved, and you are. Pure grace, sure gift, eternal life. So we can go on, even in the knowledge that when we can't keep walking ourselves, this Jesus will carry us too. My mum showed me Jesus by her rhythm of walking with me to church and never missing, even though lots of times I didn't want to be there. There we were met by Jesus, and there we found rest for our souls in others too. And perhaps your calling at this time is to bring Jesus' rest to another person in your life, just as I received it. The author of the book, and this is the book that the person showed me, is called 1,000 Gifts. This author found rest for her soul in a long journey with Jesus that brought her to a place of giving thanks for the things of each day and the people of each day. I give thanks today for Jesus with me and with you. For Jesus, surely not only with us, but the one who goes to the cross for us. Will you continue on the journey with him? Will you offer and share his rest with others on the way too? For wherever Jesus is, there is the invitation when we are weary, when the journey's hard and painful, when we face fearful struggles in life. And wherever Jesus is in word and action, in life and in love, there we together will find true rest for our souls, learning to walk in God's unforced rhythms of grace. God be with you on the way. Amen. Glory, Lord.